Beautiful piece composed and arranged by Milt Klebe for the Milt Klebe Dactet. That was titled Sequence, and it puts me in the mind of something maybe that might have been written by Tad Dameron. It has that kind of sound to it. Beautiful. Solos included Bill Ramsey on alto sax, Jay Thomas on trumpet, and Dan Marcus on trombone. The Milt Klebe Dactet from the album Something If Nothing Else, opening up today's edition of Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Today we're going to be sampling some of the music available around town. We're going to remember the late pianist Eddie Creed, who passed recently. There's a celebration of his life today at the New Orleans. More about that a little later. Right now, here's music from a brand new CD by the group Human Spirit that was recorded last fall at the Earshot Jazz Festival from the album Dialogue, newly issued on Origin Records. Thomas Marriott on trumpet, Mark Taylor on alto sax, Matt Jorgensen on drums, with special guest Orrin Evans at the piano and Essiet Essiet on bass. This is a piece we played night before last on Jazz After Hours, but in case you weren't up at 3 a.m., here it is again. This is a tune that was written by Mark Taylor, and it's called Stepford and Son.
Thank you.
That's the group Human Spirit from the album Dialogue, a new release from Human Spirit that was recorded at the Earshot Jazz Festival at Tula's last fall. Thomas Marriott on trumpet, Mark Taylor on alto sax, Matt Jorgensen was the drummer, special guests Oren Evans at the piano and Essiet Essiet on bass. The tune was composed by the alto saxophonist Mark Taylor, titled Stepford and Son. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Let's take a look at some jazz activity around the area this week and looking ahead to next week. There's a memorial tribute to the late pianist Eddie Creed, who passed in April. It's coming up this afternoon at the New Orleans from 4 until 8, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that a little later. The Jazz Police are playing this afternoon at 3 at Tula's. The Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra plays tonight at 8. Foreplay is in their last evening at Jazz Alley. And at the Royal Room tonight, Scrape, a 16-piece string orchestra led by Jim Knapp, will be playing starting at 7:30. And Zoni Mash and Horns, who've been playing a series of performances at the Royal Room, will start up again tonight at 10:30. Zoni Mash and Horns with Wayne Horvitz. Monday, Better World with Mark Smazen, Craig Hoyer, and Michael Barnett, and Bob Meyer, the drummer back in the area, are playing a concert at the chapel. They've been playing some gigs around town and should be in fine shape. Edmonds Woodway High School Jazz Band plays Monday night at Jazz Alley. Monktail will be at the Royal Room, and Dave Marriott Big Band will be playing at Tula's. Tuesday, the Emerald City Jazz Orchestra plays at Tula's. Trish Hatley sings at Bakes Place in Bellevue. McTuff is at the Sea Monster at 10. Joe Doria's Fog will be at Mona's at 10 on Wednesday night, and the Legacy Band with Clarence A. Cox and friends at the New Orleans on Wednesday. Thursday, Pearl Jangle plays a one-nighter at Bakes Place. Bill Frisell opens a multi-night engagement at Jazz Alley. He'll be there Thursday through Sunday. Ham Carson plays Thursdays at the New Orleans. Flexicon is at the New Orleans on Friday night with Thomas Marriott, and Evans Florey Barnes will be at the Royal Room. Lots of good stuff coming up this week and every week around the area to celebrate the excellent variety of jazz that's available. We mentioned the late Eddie Creed, who passed in April, and he was 77 years old. He'd been suffering from throat cancer for some time, and he was just a few days, just about a week past his 77th birthday. He passed on April 19th at the Puget Sound Veterans Hospital in Seattle. He was born in Seattle, but he grew up in Ketchikan, Alaska, and when he served in the Coast Guard Reserves, he went on to join the Army, where he was stationed in Georgia, and his musical talent was recognized there and developed and bloomed. He became an arranger and a fairly well-known and accomplished professional jazz pianist around town. At the time, he and Jerome Gray and Bob Nixon were probably the best-known local jazz pianists. He also taught at Cornish College of the Arts, and he played lots of events in parks and clubs and homes throughout Seattle. We often worked with the pianist in several different situations, one of which is one we have on tape here for you, as a matter of fact. I recorded this in December of 1971 at a place that was then being operated by the Seattle Jazz Society. It was called the Jazz Gallery. You know, that castle-like building there on the corner of East Lake and Furman at the south end of the University Bridge. That's where it was located. And if you project yourself into that space, on stage at this particular moment was Eddie Creed playing a Fender Rhodes electric piano. The young soprano and tenor saxophonist Paul Moen, Jim Anderson was the bass player, and Prentice Drew was the drummer. And of those four musicians, only Prentice Drew is still with us today. But here, in memory of Eddie Creed, is this performance recorded in 1971, and I don't have the title of the tune, but sure has plenty of energy. Thank you.
Thank you.
And there's a little sample of Seattle jazz from 40 years ago, recorded in December 1971 at the Jazz Gallery operated by the Seattle Jazz Society. The late Eddie Creed leading that quartet from the Fender Rhodes piano. The soprano saxophonist was the late Paul Moen and the late Jim Anderson on bass. Prentice Drew, the drummer, who is happily still with us. There's a tribute to the late pianist Eddie Creed, who passed in April. This afternoon, starting at 4 o'clock, from 4 until 8, at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant, friends and fellow musicians are invited to join in the celebration of Eddie Creed this afternoon. I'm planning on being there myself. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. And coming up next, we're going to be listening to some music from Clipper Anderson's album, The Road Home. And after that, we'll hear from the Young Lizards with Chris Fagan and Ty Bailey, Dave Peterson and Greg Williamson. Here's Clipper Anderson. First of all, he's heard here with Darren Clendenin on piano, Mark Ivester is on drums, and this is the title song from the album, The Road Ahead. Thank you. It's a group called the Young Lizards, and it features Chris Fagan on alto sax, Ty Bailey, Hammond B3 organ, Dave Peterson was the guitarist, and Greg Williamson on drums. From the Young Lizards CD, Our Modern Lifestyle, that was the great Jaco Pastorius tune, Three Views of a Secret. Clipper Anderson trio before that, Clipper Anderson the bass player, and that was title song from his album The Road Home, with Darren Clendenin on piano and Mark Ivester on drums. This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's an item I meant to mention on the jazz calendar and overlooked at the moment, but Burt Wilson and Bob Meyer are teaming up for a reunion tonight in Olympia at Dr. Wheel's Pad, and this is a one-night-only event with Burt Wilson, the saxophonist, and Bob Meyer, the drummer, getting together again after many years in Olympia tonight at 7:30. And I thought it'd be interesting to go back and listen to a recording that was made when Bob Meyer was resident in the area. He now makes his home on the East Coast, but he's back visiting and has been playing in a variety of situations this week. This performance was recorded in 1992 at Steve Lawson Studios in Seattle, and it brings together Burt Wilson, the alto and mostly tenor sax, I think it is, on this tune, Nancy Curtis on flute, Sid Potter is on trumpet, Craig Hoyer on piano, late Peter Vinico is on bass, and Bob Meyer on drums, introducing the piece. This is a tune titled Happy Pretty.
Thank you.
Bill Anshaw at the piano, and a sort of history of jazz piano rolled into that solo performance of the old Tommy Dorsey theme, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. A bit of Monk, a bit of bebop, a bit of stride piano, going all the way back to James P. Johnson, perhaps, at times. From the album Figments, Bill Anshaw at the piano. Before that, Burt Wilson and Rebirth. Burt on tenor sax there with Sid Potter on trumpet, Craig Hoyer piano, Peter Vinico on bass, and Bob Meyer on drums. And Burt, Craig, and Bob Meyer are playing tonight at Dr. Wheel's pad in Olympia. We heard them playing in this 1992 recording, Happy Pretty by Burt Wilson. And that's it for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Wilkie. I'll be back next Sunday at this same time for our survey of the regional jazz scene. Stay tuned for Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland. Today's program is a remembrance of the late Sir George Shearing. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.